Hey, yo, what's up? It's your man, T-I-M-E, Good Dogs, episode number 3. Hey, we getting into it with my man Arrow in here in the building. Good dog and shit, saluting, you know what I'm saying? Then we got Kim in the building. She coming through. And, of course, is Mrs. B out here. So we getting into 25 and under and what these youth expect right now with all this corona and all this race matters and Black Lives Matter. And, you know, we get this presidential campaign going. All this is crazy right now for everybody, so we just getting a couple of views from some of the good ones, you heard?
Yeah, yeah, to make music and move with that movement. Yeah, 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 hit to make music and move with that movement.
Since we have children, we want to invest back in the youth.
Yeah, you know? Oh, good, that's good. Yeah.
They need to hear some shit, and the parents need to be inspired to tell them. Mm-hmm. So we trying to reach that crowd, like the 25 and up.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, yes.
We need some direction. Mm-hmm. To avoid some snares that we went through.
Well, when you say direction with that age group, specifically, I remember 25. And that was right around the age where I started to realize, all right, you're going to have to make a decision right now about, you know, a lot of things financially, just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This type of circle and all that. Your mid-20s was like, all right, I've seen some things, experienced some things. Now you make a concrete move. So for them right now, with all that's going on, what options do they have? I mean, going to school online. You can't really go to school on campus, so you miss that experience.
COVID, right?
Right. You can't travel. You miss that experience.
Yeah, I think outside the box.
Working. Yeah. There's not many people, you know what I'm saying? You got people getting ready to cut off again. Jobs. Metro's getting ready to cut 12,000.
I know. Oh, my. People are... This is... It's going
to
be...
So what are you supposed to do at 25? So,
people need packages.
But can you see it's getting ready to get real dangerous out here?
Yes. People please believe me.
And it's getting ready to get real
and
dangerous.
And it's getting cold.
That, I mean, like 2019, scary. We were talking about how they're going to start looting, robbing.
It's going to, because people are
pandemonium.
They're going to get desperate.
Pandemonium.
Yeah, people losing jobs, cameras, they got to feed their families. Safe. They got to keep a roof on their head.
A camera can't keep you safe. It can just provide evidence on what happened to you.
Mm-hmm. Pandemonium.
Right, like you say, after the fact.
Somebody might just need something so bad, they're not worried about a camera.
And they're not.
And now we got masks on our face. So desperation. Good luck with that if I didn't pull up in nothing.
It's not even looking crazy if you got a mask on.
Exactly. You don't know who what now. I was at the stores today. I'm like, you know what? He looked like he could rob somebody.
A little 12-year-old on the computer can rob you.
And you wouldn't be wrong because of...
But we all got masks on.
When we talking about robbing, we can go technology-wise. How the youth know how to get a hack in and all that.
Oh, yeah. They came out the womb. They all have
in your account. Know your social security number. Mm-hmm. These children learn all that early. That's what the thieves are for real.
Yeah.
All in your business. In your investments. And your money's secured. I don't know how it works, but I just know it's happening.
I mean, that's why I try to explain to the boys. When y'all on that PS4... There's no credit card link to that. You're not about to just be having credit card links, mm-hmm. and then you on the phone, you on your headset with your friends, and all of a sudden now they're like, oh yeah, you got that VC? Mm-hmm. You don't know what they're thinking. Oh yeah, I'm trying to get some VC. Send me some VC, whatever. And then they trying to get your info.
Info, automatic.
Now what? Now they tapped into it.
Easy, but it is.
It is.
Just like that.
You don't have to walk into a bank no more.
Mm-mm. 25. Man, you figure now. 25 is, but you can't, like I said, I mean, it's limited to what they can do.
What's the problem with the vaccine if it's just a flu, an advanced flu?
I'm not getting nobody a vaccine.
Man, you know they're trying to inject us with, man.
I'm not. They're not
you know what they're trying to inject us
with. Should take the vaccine.
No, they are trying to inject us with something. They want us to die. They don't. They don't want us here, bro.
That's true, too.
They don't want us here. Oh, y'all Black Lives Matter, huh?
It's for discussion,
okay.
Man.
I mean, we're going to let y'all have y'all rant. We over here doing this.
It seems like if you don't bring the actual topic to their attention, they feel like we're whining or crying or complaining about how things are going. But if you actually tell them, look, where is the preventative for this COVID-19 so I don't need to walk around with a mask and nor does anyone around me.
They're still learning. They don't know. They're still trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
They don't even know how we really get it.
You still have to provide the people an answer.
As
we the people, they
need to
provide
an answer. But it might not be the right
answer. So they're going to lie to us if they have to.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing
it. Oh, yeah.
Live. The COVID-19 thing, it's uncomfortable wearing a mask and you got something you have to do physical.
But you know what's crazy? Because exactly. I remember looking at TV and seeing people in China, different countries, before COVID, like having they wearing masks. I used to think that's so crazy. We don't even gotta do that. Now look at us, man. It's just like, and we're the United States is worse than anywhere else.
Right, like how you were saying earlier,
because we're used to doing what we wanted to do for so long.
Exactly,
we've been so programmed to do what we wanted to do.
It would not be like this right now.
You said the right.
If we had the right person in charge, we would have got this damn thing from the very beginning, and it would have been different. I'm not saying it's still here. But it would have been much controlled, much more controlled, I believe.
Right.
And we would be in a different place right in September.
Yeah.
And it got so bad.
Quick.
And like a blink of an eye.
That word control rings a bell.
It could have been prevented.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
From what was stated.
Right. People.
But it wasn't.
Right.
So there's no apology from it. So it's almost like it's intentional.
It's intentional then. Anyway.
There's nothing else. It's intentional. We've all watched it. People have to stop watching the clown show. That's the first thing. You have to unlearn it.
It's definitely a circus.
Fake news.
How you going to unlearn it if you're boxed in, you can't leave? That's what they wanted you to stay here. All right, here go your stimulus checks. Be quiet. Shh. You got to pay that back, though.
Well, everybody ain't getting their stimulus checks.
Let's just say that the Black Lives are not a joke. Like, it's not a joke.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I like about it now.
You can't keep playing with people's lives.
The systems have to be broken down.
Yeah, you have to stop playing with us.
I never thought that protesting and stuff mattered. It never made a difference to me. I'm not going to say it didn't because our ancestors, they did it, and now we got rights because of protesting and stuff.
But physically protesting.
Huh?
You mean physically protesting. Yes. And numbers, yeah.
Yeah. But for the most part, I didn't really see... It doesn't seem like it's effective now. Now, I'm going to tell you why it's making a difference now. Because you got all different background ethnicities supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was just us.
Now
you got the white folks supporting us.
There we go.
The young folks are stepping up.
Yes.
The young folks are making a difference right now. They are stepping up and making a difference. All their peers, they have friends of all different nationalities. It ain't just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All their friends are supporting them. We didn't have that before. And I think that's what the difference is. I really think that's what the difference is. That's why it's different now. These like they don't say, oh, they just tearing up shit. Now it's making them say, okay, we need to see what's really going on here. You know, the looting and all that shit, right? Like even though it wasn't even us doing it, because, you know, people just wait for shit to pop off and they come and loot.
Yeah.
Take advantage of a situation. What do you call those folks? I forget. There's a name for them. But you know what I'm saying?
I was
like,
reading up about
them. It's not the
they have a specific name, but they're just opportunistic.
Yeah, they're opportunists. They are. So they're making it look like it's us doing it or the protest, but it's not.
Right. It's not us.
We might have a couple people that's doing it.
But for the most part,
these people wait for shit to pop off and they come and then they just tear up shit.
Take advantage of it.
And make it look like we're all doing it. But because we have different nationalities now supporting Black Lives Matter, the shit, that's what you need. You need them to support it. And sadly, you do.
We need hope
People. But that's helping us right now. That's and change is happening right now. So now I see that it's really happening, but it's not because of just the protests. It's because other nationalities are helping us. Or they come in and they say, okay, you know what? Black lives do matter, and we, you know, they aren't getting treated right. Yeah. Right. And the young folks, to me, that's what is making a difference.
For real.
I see that shit. They out there, I'm telling you, they stepped it up.
Yeah, we are learning from the youth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
point.
That's
the cycle of it.
Yeah.
They teach you something new, and then you, okay. So now we should be able to provide the funds and be able to fight, you know, to provide things for them necessary for them to fight a different war.
And the main thing, and other things, you got to keep this going.
You can't stop.
Yeah,
you got to keep your foot on the neck.
You can't stop.
You know, foot on the gas.
Yes.
Because they looking for the let up. And that's why they want to put sports back on. Mm-hmm. And they want to try to intrigue you with special sales. And, okay, yeah, let's just get them back fueling the economy. Mm-hmm. But these issues still arise. And now people want to know, okay, well, what are we supposed to do now that now everything is supposedly back to normal, but people still sick?
Because bottom line is, we never going to get rid of racism. That's going to be here forever. It ain't going nowhere. You can't. It's just too many people. It's just too many people. It's just too many people. Everybody's not going to, you know, you're going to have the races. You're going to have the races. But I think for the most part, it's not going to be that way no more.
See, and that's what we were saying, the one solution again.
Things have been exposed now.
What's the solution?
They've been exposed now, like you say. They've been open now so people can see. Wait a minute. These conditions that were set for these people for years and years and years, and they have still thrived and still succeeded through that, and they're still here. So what is it to be scared of? So now people are starting to see there's no need to be scared of it. You know, there's a chance for us to, like you say, try to begin to end it. Because you looking at me and I'm looking at you, we can either study each other or study long, study wrong. Or we can be appreciative and cordial and keep moving. But people just, they scared of the unknown. Mm-hmm. So we've heard stories. We have too. So where you want to start?
Speaking of the leadership in this country and building walls, there have been a lot of social walls that I see, especially living in the southern part of Maryland. I can see it's changed over the past 5 years, where before, you know, there was assumptions when you would run into each other, you know, looking at the complexion of your skin, you would say, oh, there's a white person, there's a black person. So now I see more that we're more comfortable with each other. So that's a good thing. So, but it's still the ones, like you said, you don't know.
You're going to have them. There are tensions
behind being nice to you.
You're going to have them.
You know, they might want to lure you around the corner and hang you. You know, you never know. So.
Yep.
Well, redlining was a thing.
It still is a thing.
And it still is a thing. So they just trying to figure out how to do it on paper a different way. Period. And it's bothering them because so many of us, people of color, people of color have gotten some money now. We got education.
A little bit more
we
stable.
Jobs. We got stability. We've figured out. We've been started, even though we're several hundred years behind. We have, a lot of us have started our generational wealth now. And so now all of those tactics that they have in place, these systems.
They got to come up with new shit.
They have to come up with some new shit now because what we figured out is, oh, well, we can do the same sly crap you're doing. Think about it. Even things that have to, especially when it comes to money. Bankruptcy was created to get white people off the hook for they fuck ups. They ain't had nothing to do with us. They ain't create bankruptcy to help black folks dissolve
their bad
finance. Exactly. We ain't had shit to bankrupt. But check it out. A couple of years ago, the bankruptcy laws changed.
Yep, they did.
All of a sudden with bankruptcy laws change all of a sudden? It's not a coincidence that as soon as black people start realizing, oh shit, I racked up all this debt, I can't pay it back. Fuck it, I'm gonna just go ahead and file bankruptcy and start over. Once a whole lot of us started filing bankruptcy and then getting our credit back on top,
it's an issue.
Now all of a sudden, the bankruptcy laws need to be rewritten. Why?
I don't even know what changed with them though. So
it was, because before you could just keep filing bankruptcy over and over and over again. And shit, damn, 45, how many times you nigga file bankruptcy?
Why is my tax insurance taken out of my taxes?
I mean, you had to wait and stuff, but it's just.
It should be automatically taken out.
They made it harder for you to file bankruptcy. You had to fit certain guidelines now to file. If you make a certain amount of money, you ain't filing no bankruptcy. Or it's
really?
I mean, you can still file bankruptcy, but. You're going to still have to pay some of it back. You know how there's chapter 7 and 13 and 9. Like there's all these different chapters. So they switched up some of the language within each chapter of bankruptcy. Because it was too many of us qualifying to be able to resolve our debts and get a fresh start.
I filed bankruptcy many, many years ago. The best thing I could have ever done.
Me too.
Was one of the best things I could have ever done.
I was 25.
Gave you so much clear and mental.
Let me tell you. And not that I didn't want to pay my shit back. Because I don't believe
that either. I don't believe in that either,
But that was back when I had my first divorce.
Got you.
I had these kids. I'm running this show by myself, which I was doing before his ass, but I'm just saying.
And I know exactly what to do for real.
And I said, you know what? And I said, okay. Because you know, it fucks up your credit. So, you know, you can't be buying nothing. Well, so I fought. Okay, hold that thought. But I fought you couldn't buy nothing after that. Let me tell you something. When I filed that bankruptcy, I was getting so many damn letters in the mail about buying new car. You can get a car. I didn't need a car.
Right.
But that I was able to reestablish my credit much faster with a bankruptcy than it would have taken me had I not filed bankruptcy and just trying to let time fix it. Because time is what fixes your credit. If you keep paying on time, it takes a while before you get that number up.
Right.
Bankruptcy made that shit happen a lot faster for me. A lot faster.
Because they figure you give everything up just to say, okay, I can't, I'm not going to do anything.
Let me tell you something. And the first thing you do, they start sending you credit card, secure credit card applications. Mm. Best thing I could have done. Because them secure cards help you get that shit. I'm telling you. This, I learned so much about credit. It wasn't taught to me. I learned in my early 20s when all this shit went down. Your 30s. Late 20s. And it would have taken me probably 10 years if I hadn't filed bankruptcy to get my credit back. Whereas after filing bankruptcy, within 2 years, I bought a new house. New car within a couple months. Okay, yeah, the interest rate was high. But guess what? When I got my numbers up, I refinanced that shit. Mm-hmm. And got the
paid off.
Yeah. That would have never happened
if you had
so fast.
Not.
Right,
if I had just dragged and kept trying to pay my stuff, it would have taken forever because I had a lot of debt.
But see, they bank on the but you said something key though. You use the opportunity to have a clean slate to do it the right way.
Right, and I learned my lesson.
And you learned your lesson. What happens is a lot of people were just racking up that, they balling out, they going to the Gucci store, racking up that Amex. And then they like, fuck it, I'm going to file. All right, I got a $60,000 credit card debt. I'm going to file bankruptcy. Then next year, a year later, they got another $60,000 credit card. Then it's like, hold up, you ain't learned no lessons. Mm-hmm. You learned the same thing with me. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing. It's not like I ended up at bankruptcy court because I was like, I ain't paying this shit. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't that. I was dealing with a whole lot of life issues. Right. And I literally wasn't paying attention to it. And one day, I remember mom called me and was like, you need to do something about these bills because you got all of these creditors calling the house phone and this and that. Because, you know, I was hiding from people.
And you know how little that shit is.
Oh, no. I will never forget.
This was in your mid-20s?
Yeah, I was 25.
I think a lot of people went through this shit.
So you learned. Did the student loans get cleared on bankruptcy?
Hell no.
Loans, right.
No.
Unless you have your student loans. You
that ain't going nowhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are recording.
Let me tell you something else. Let's go.
Keep that thought.
We
want to
come back to the student loans later. No, you were
telling me about the American Indians.
Yeah, the student loan, though. We want to talk about that. That's shackles.
Yeah.
Legal shackles.
Which is why I always encourage people.
Let me tell you.
That before you start worrying about paying off anything else, get Sallie Mae out. The bitch got to go.
First of all, don't get them.
Don't get them.
I mean, you won't have to. Don't.
Listen.
Man. There's so much I can say about that.
And you know what? I hate to sound, I'm going to sound like a real bitch, but this COVID shit ain't doing nothing but proving to people what I've been telling them all the time about college. Because think about it. If all of a sudden, them universities that y'all paying $50,000 a year to go to have this college experience, they not changing the cost of tuition. And ain't nobody staying on campus, and or you on campus risking your goddamn health and safety just so that they continue sending you that bill. Mm-hmm. You still getting the same education. So you need to ask yourself, well, what are you going to college for? Are you really going to college so you can get the little piece of paper that say you can start and finish something? Because half the motherfuckers I know got master's degrees dumb as a box of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for what it's worth, are you really going to college to get your underwater basket weaving degree and you spending $100,000 to get it so you can have an experience? Or are you going to college so you can learn something so you can enter into whatever field you choose, even if most people don't even use their degree for what it is.
Right. But you just got brainwashed. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to college.
College is great.
I'm not saying you shouldn't go.
I agree, bro.
It gives you a lot of opportunities. But what COVID has shown people, back to what you were saying, I mean, COVID, I don't know.
You said it's fucked up.
People are finding that they can be entrepreneurs. Yeah. People are finding ways to survive with no job right now. They're thinking about what they can do. What kind of business can they? I know so many people who have started businesses.
All of a sudden.
They would never have done this if it wasn't because of COVID.
There you go, the changes.
Some people paying their rent, making masks.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's all kinds of things that people are doing that they would have never thought that they would do if it wasn't because of COVID. Because desperate times makes you sit there and say, and think about, how can I make some money?
I need to make some money.
And people are finding skills. Yeah, they had these skills.
Yeah. People used to just do hair.
And they putting LLCs on them.
Hello?
That's exactly what's going to
happen. How many people we know, and especially black people?
I love it.
You got to keep up with what's going on
and
be in it.
And that's a lot of the young folks, too.
Not just with it. You got to be involved in it.
And so they start to realize, shit, I ain't about to get all these student loans. You know, because
I'm not saying it's bad to get...
I'm not anti-college at all.
Right.
I'm not anti-college at all because...
But it's not for everybody, and you don't...
It's
not. And you can still make a good living. Now, you do have more opportunities if you want to be in corporate America. Sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah.
It gives you the opportunities.
You know what they should do?
It doesn't guarantee you a family swap.
You should do money. America should do family swaps. They should do family swaps.
That was a show. That used to be a show.
The show is one thing. They need to do it for real. Yeah. It needs to be done for every family. Because that's the only way people are going to understand each other outside of what you have been shown or what you've told or what you've read.
So you would be able to just swap and say,
okay, y'all come live in the Baylors. We come live over in the Smiths. And just don't take nothing out your house.
Nothing out your house.
And just move one family over there. And you can set a time frame for it of how long you would be there. And just stay over there.
That show was great.
And all the food they have in there. Okay, well, what they got in these cans?
You make that racially based mostly?
Yeah. 100%.
Why not?
That's the point.
Right, because race doesn't depend on your how clean you are.
Oh, no, your clothes in your house. Absolutely not.
So I agree with you.
You take the clothes you have on your back. You take the clothes you have on your back.
That's a great way to learn. Your whole family. Immerse yourself.
And you go over to the Smith's home.
Right.
And you stay over there, and they have clothes in there. You got to find out what fit, what may not fit, all that. You got to go in there and adapt to their lifestyle, same way they would do to your house. They come to your house. So then when you link back up to with each other, okay, well, what did you learn from being?
What you didn't like? What have you learned that you're going to take into your home?
And if everybody doesn't do it, that's cool. Now you single out the bad motherfuckers. You get rid of them. You don't want to do it? We already see what you got there. For the people that want to do it, there's your strength. That's your core right there for your new country. Why not? Yeah. Other countries doing it. They get together and they do. They not fighting over there. There's people in peaceful situations all over this world. Peaceful cohabitation. All over.
How can America be great if you want to take down an attempt to get everyone health care?
It should be free.
That's what Obama
healthcare
was trying to do. That's what
healthcare
I don't understand.
Healthcare is a
The Obama administration was big on that.
I should be free. Gladly pay more taxes.
Hell, schools should be free.
Start there.
How the hell are we supposed to be great if we don't have a base of health? That makes no sense. It's a phony administration.
Once we choose not to follow it.
These changes, some changes are good.
It's legal discrimination.
Especially with the youth, some changes are great.
It's legal discrimination. A lot of things separate folks.
Quickly.
We need a foundation, a base to start with. I can't keep pulling the rug out.
How else are you going to get people to say, okay, let's...
That's not a stable country. You keep pulling the rug out every 4 years.
Movies about it is not the same. It's not the same. No. It's not the same. You got to put yourself... Just family swap.
Oh, we're going to do it this way now. Hope you get back on your feet.
But yeah, it's a phony administration.
That's fake news to me.
But it was designed that way. Because after Obama left office, they knew, like Kim was saying, they knew, okay, people are starting to mingle now. Social media has shown people that different races and cultures and stuff can live and coexist. Mm-hmm. We can't have this because this is how they're going to lose control. So we got to lock something back in on them.
We got to scare them again. You are so right.
So let's go ahead and lock. We got to scare them.
Yep. History repeated.
They did.
What did we learn in the past 150 years? Nothing.
No, we have learned. That's why Tiffany was saying we've been able to step aside and through whether it's college or whether it's business degrees or whether it's licenses or whether it's whatever, and able to establish ourselves outside of the low. You know what I mean? So now they don't see a use for so much of us anymore because we've exceeded what they wanted us to exceed. So we got to find some new ones to come in and plug in.
Yeah, we have to adapt.
Meanwhile, they're trying to find new ways to keep us.
Adaption. That's all we have to keep us down here.
Well, that's why they want to give stimulus because they want to say, shut up. Here's some money. Now go to Amazon and here's Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween. Let's go. You know what you want. We're going to throw it on your TV. We're going to give you NFL. We're going to give you NBA, golf, everything at one time. We're going to just plug you back in. Don't worry about COVID.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah, they're good at adapting.
But the ones that see their third eye and it's always there, it's like, nah, it takes more. It takes people to be people. You know what I'm saying? If children are overrunning parents, come on, man. Mm. I ain't never overrun my parents on anything.
That's the point,
folks.
I don't listen.
Asians don't deal with all that. They get rid of their kids. Are you cutting out?
I am a very free parent. My parenting style is very free. And open. Very free. Because I feel like they have to figure out who they are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. However,
I tell these children damn near every day when they get mad because we tell them no. The rules are in place around here to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. Period. That's the only reason why we have rules in this house.
Right.
I know you want to bake a cake today, but I'm not able to be in the kitchen with you, so I don't want you in the kitchen turning on the stove while Hello. I'm not able to be right here. Mm. So I'm telling you, not right now. We can bake the cake later. No, it's no. No, you're not using the damn stove when I eat. Period. Mm-hmm. Because I don't need to burn the fucking house down.
So no, how does this at home school work for children that are not able to wash themselves?
Let me tell you something.
They need help.
It's a lot of kids that are getting just need left behind right now.
It's a lot of kids that are not going to make it.
Parents can't.
It's impossible to do. For some, we are very blessed mm-hmm. in the sense that while three of them are here, only one of them really needs assistance throughout the day. You know, every now and then he has some technical issues and just developmentally he's a little slower as far as like catching on to things. So he's transitioning from elementary to middle school, so it's a lot for him to digest, and he's doing really well considering all the change, but he still needs that help. Now, if all three of them needed that help, how to switch from class to class and where to double check for assignments and all of that kind of stuff.
While the parents
while
are working.
While I'm at work and I got meetings, and sometimes I do have to close my office door because I'm on a conference.
Right.
I got one in this room over here. Even though they got their headphones on, that's nobody can focus if everybody's talking around
so
you.
So let's talk about the parent that's not at home working. They have to go to the workplace.
It's scary.
Child is not able to address those issues.
They're going to get left behind.
I feel for those kids. And the other kids, these kids. Those kids I worry about, and I also worry about the kids who are being abused.
That's another setup.
Because their outlet was going to school.
That's another setup, too.
They're safe that was in school. They were safe in school. They had to go back. Now they're home 24/7, and the parents are extra stressed out. Can you imagine now how bad it is at home?
Yes.
Those were the kids
because
that
they're
I was
not used to, they're not used to raising their kids.
That's right.
So now they're extra stressed.
They
was well, already abusing them.
Lunches at home. That's what they keep saying.
They're giving them free. They're still giving
yeah,
them
giving
free
them
meals.
Meals.
If somebody's able to go get the meal, they
even know where to go and find out. Right.
Because you still have to have now everybody's household don't have transportation. Let's say it's two parents in the house, but they only have one car. And that one person has to go out and work, and even if the other person is in the house, and they're struggling with food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the person who had the job has to go to the job, then who's going to go out and get the damn lunch in the middle of the day? Like, you see what I'm saying?
Or get the computer or get the modem to hook up the Wi-Fi so they can be online.
No, I'm talking about the lunch.
No, exactly. I'm adding on to it.
Yeah.
There's other shit you have to do.
Yeah.
So here's what I wonder. How does it work? So this is what I've been wondering. So are the schools or the teachers or whoever, the administration, are they that in tune with all of their kids? And where they are at home and how things are going with them at home? Or are they just not even following up with these? Every single parent, every single household, are they supposed to do that? Are they not doing
that?
Get
emails, that's it.
Because, are they making sure that they are in contact with
Good
someone
question.
In the house? Because that's
Excellent
the only
question.
Way you
I
have to stay on top of it.
I can't verify.
Emails.
Good question.
But I do know in certain situations where the schools... Well, they've already identified that there's some shit going on at the house.
Yeah.
They have, like, the social workers that work at the school. I forgot what, you
social
know.
Social workers, yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, that for if the child brings it up,
they
let's say, or
crazy.
Let's say you on Zoom and the parents nope. see something, and the
uh-huh.
teacher
sees
something,
yeah.
the people who would normally,
I'm
if your child come to school and they got a cut across their face
light.
Or you see a handprint around their neck, the same person... that person still has a job, so if the teacher sees something crazy on Zoom, or if the child is not coming to any of the Zoom, that same truancy officer will come
right.
on, will pull up.
Okay, that's what I'm hoping.
So, yeah.
But I'm hoping that
it's
harder.
Yes, it is. It's harder
they got
because
they're
not seeing these kids
right.
every day to be like, damn, little Johnny done had the same outfit on all week, and he stink, and he looked tired,
right.
and he not... You know what I'm saying? So it's harder to identify it online, but they are doing as good of a job as they can.
I hope so.
To try and, but they only going to be able to see what people going to let them know because
right.
now they're not seeing
a lot.
Kids.
Everything can get covered up.
And
now.
You know how it is when you in an abusive home, you're terrified to say anything.
Right.
So,
I feel sorry for those children though.
Those
that are abused.
Some people, we're very fortunate that we have a healthy home.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these kids don't. They just don't.
And then they just got the parents who just don't give a damn. So they don't even make sure they're
because you have to listen with your kids. Yeah. A lot of parents just want to keep telling their kids what they want them to do or what they should do. You're not listening to what they're asking you. I was one of those parents. And then I realized, I was that age. And I remember being able not to ask certain things just because it was said so. But I had all these ideas and I wasn't not expressive. And now I'm older and, it's cool. But yeah, now I'm going to allow my children to feel that way now. So that they won't have their mind just stuck in one mode growing up. So
now, if I was a new parent, I would parent totally different. Totally different.
Would you?
Hell yeah, I was terrible. I was a terrible parent.
Well, I don't remember. I guess
I was a terrible parent.
I was so little.
Now, looking back, I was a terrible parent. For real.
But I mean, you're admitting it.
You were parenting.
Oh, no, I was.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, I was.
You admitting it.
I didn't know how to do it.
There you go.
I didn't do a good job. But now, as a grandmother, I'm going to make sure I do it right. Now, I'm not the parent, but as a grandmother, I'm going to try to be a parent. I'm going to try to at least tell my daughter if she's... Because, see, she's only going to do what she's probably seen me do. No, she's already doing things differently already. Because she's probably saying, I ain't going to do it this
way. But probably based off
of you. She learned from my mistakes.
Lessie on point.
Hey, don't we all?
I think...
Lessie on point.
Yeah. So... And I see her and I watch her.
She on point.
But she got to keep that same
energy. She's still young. But she's still
But I was a different parent when my kids were younger than now. I was when they were a little older.
Mm-hmm. As you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
But when they got older, my parenting changed.
You matured within them.
But it was. But it
you
got
learned
worse.
Them.
I was a good parent when they were younger. Young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But when they got older, like the teenage years, that shit was hard. I didn't know how to handle. I didn't know how to parent. You got to parent differently when they get older. Mm-hmm. It's different.
You gotta learn them.
Well, I did because I wasn't. I don't know.
Did you work? And then,
yeah, I worked.
Okay, and then what did work after you didn't work? What was you doing when they were teenagers?
I'm just saying I didn't handle things. I didn't handle things.
Were you there as well?
Oh, I was there. I was there.
You mean like
she mean as far as her? She mean as far as like.
Discipline.
The certain type of interactions that you want.
Our interactions.
She was talking about right.
Our interactions wasn't right.
But what they wanted to get.
But it was me.
But you were attention. In the home with them.
Oh, yeah, I was at home with them, yeah.
So what was your parenting philosophy when they were teenagers? Like, what was your...
Because...
Were you really strict and...
I wasn't, and I wish I was. But you can be strict and not be strict. And not even know... They don't even know you're being strict.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Healthy boundaries, I should say, maybe. Healthy boundaries.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Voice control.
I would do things differently now. Your voice. If I had the different. I would talk to them more. I would talk to them a lot more. Right, a lot more.
Well, allow them to talk to you too.
Instead of waiting until shit already happened, pop off
and be like, "Well, why you do that?
We should have already talked about these things."
Allow them to talk to you.
I didn't do that.
Right, I got you.
I understood.
You know, because first of all, they don't want to hear you. They don't want to have these conversations.
No.
But you have to make them have.
You gotta make them have them.
And I didn't do that.
You gotta make them have them. They'll want to have them with you once they're allowed to open.
I mean, but luckily for me,
they gotta be able to feel like
the
open to you.
My kids weren't bad kids. They weren't in trouble with the law and things like that. But you know,
you just see where you could have done.
I had disrespect. I had a lot of disrespect. But I think a lot of that is my fault.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It because came back to you,
I had to, you got to know how to talk to them.
They were reading your actions.
Then they talk to you in a different way.
You don't have to ask as many questions and or
you know
be open to answer.
You don't want them to be afraid of you.
No.
I'd be able to approach
you. I wasn't approachable.
That's true.
I'm still not approachable if you ask them. It's probably too late for me. I mean, my kids are adults.
Well, now they're grown, so
but still,
it's different.
You still learn this shit every day, and you should still be able to talk to me or want to talk to somebody who has your best interests. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm still the same way, it's hard for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they think I'm the same way. They haven't tested me yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they figure they're adults now.
That's
so,
the beauty of parenting. They never start.
But you know, parents got to learn. We learn too. We it's a learning process.
And we tell our kids that we're as the same way that they're growing up. That we're growing up too. Like yes, we're adults, but there's no book.
I'm still learning.
I said there's no book on how to raise y'all. And so when we, but that's the key though. You can't wait until they're 13, 14, 15 to have open conversations with them. When they're your granddaughter's age, when they're 2, right. 3, 4, when they first start learning their words.
It's too late.
That's when you got to just let them babble on. Half the time, I ain't gonna lie. When that bookworm we got get the going on about math and shit, that boy talked to me about math for 30 minutes one day. And I'm in my mind like, if you don't shut the fuck, I don't care about this math class. But I be sitting there looking just as interested. Oh, really? Mm. Yes. Okay, well, what did that mean? That's his comfort zone.
Right.
I know, even though I don't give a damn, for real, as me, I could care less about what you learned in math today, for real. But to see his face light up that I'm, you know, that I want to give him some of my time to just listen to how was your day today? Right. But you know what I'm saying? Our parents didn't
like you said, you gotta listen to him. You gotta listen to him. And I didn't do that.
It's not as easy listening to them, because as you as an adult, you also have certain things, and especially when you're married. So, you know, you have another a spouse there that you have to also relate to and tend to them, make sure that they have what they need. Too. Right, because if y'all not on the same page, no matter what you try to tell that child, they're going to feel it. They're not going to want to deal with y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what's going to happen is one's going to listen to the other one and not this one, and now you're going to have a dysfunctional situation. And now they're trying to figure out who's right for me.
I would change a lot of stuff though if I had little kids again.
As long as nobody's in there fighting over each other, not nobody get abused and all that. I mean, they pretty much understand the foundation is, look, you got to do what's told of you until you get your own.
Wanna do more when it comes to the people, the meaning of life between me and you. Show me the money, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, smooth dude.
That's it on this episode number 3 of season 2. Good dogs. This is great. Great conversations as far as the children 25 and under. We loved it. We can't wait to do episode 4 and 5. Maybe we'll give you 5 before 4. Gotta keep them guessing like we're Cooping on the court. Hoop, hoop. We out of here. Good dogs. Love.